Welcome, friends. It's episode 9 of the Nash Country Cooks podcast. Back at it today. Actually, dipping back into my little archives here for a Nash Country Cooks podcast because I have an interview. I feel like it was done a while back, but I've seen Nikki Dinky around lately on the Food Network. She was originally on Food Network Star, and then she's gone on to do Cooking Channel and has a great series. I talked to her a while back about her new series, Junk Food Flips, with Bobby Dean. Really good show. And she enlightened me on a dish that I have now actually made a favorite of mine on the grill, the cauliflower steaks. So without further ado, on Nash Country Cooks, we focus on a TV cook. Nikki Dinky is talking with me. I'm a huge barbecue fan, and you like to lighten things up. How would you lighten up barbecue? Or do you have a go-to recipe?
You know, it's hard to lighten up things like barbecue, or I'm from Buffalo, so people are always asking me how to lighten up a buffalo wing. And that can be really hard to do when, you know, it's all about the meat. What I like to do when I'm remaking something like barbecue is to take the barbecue flavors and maybe toss them with vegetables or some sort of combination. So I actually do a great barbecue chicken and broccoli dish, and so it's actually big pieces of broccoli that are coated in barbecue sauce. So I try to, you know, not just make necessarily a leaner cut of pork or whatever it is, because, you know, let's not face it, we all like the full-fat version. Instead, when it comes to something like barbecue, I just try to take those flavors and put them into a different dish that people can appreciate as barbecue inspired.
How would you handle a cauliflower? Is there a great grilling cauliflower steak or something you could do?
Well, yeah, and you know, the great thing about cauliflower, it's actually probably my favorite vegetable. It sounds funny, but it's really versatile. I mean, I do everything from make pizza crust out of it, puree it, and thicken up my soups, and I do all sorts of things. But one of my favorite things is to cut a steak right from the center of the cauliflower. You get this really nice big piece of cauliflower. It's really a cauliflower steak. And you can grill that. You can baste it in barbecue sauce. And you can have something that if you put it on a bun or use a knife and fork, it can be really satisfying. So that's kind of, you know, a fun alternative to the meat. And because I don't like to just get the meat off the plate, I would sometimes top something like that maybe with some bacon or some nice ham. So maybe you're getting that meaty flavor, but the majority of what you're eating is actually cauliflower.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Well, I mean, this sounds ridiculous, but cauliflower might be my favorite vegetable.
Yeah.
I mean, I love tomatoes. Tomatoes are something that are very near and dear to my heart. I actually grow a lot over on my terrace out here in New York. But cauliflower to me is versatile, and I love surprising people with what vegetables can do. And that's why I love something like cauliflower, because I can really manipulate it into some really creative dishes.
Nikki Dinky, the new show is Junk Food Flip. And what's your website, Nikki Dinky Cooking?
Yeah, my website is NikkiDinkyCooking.com, and I also post my healthy meat on the side recipes there every Monday. And of course, there's a lot there to check out.
And her YouTube channel is Nikki Dinky Cooking, N-I-K-K-I. It was fun to have her, Nikki Dinky, on from Food Network Star one season, and now doing a cooking channel thing. She didn't win it, but she still got the cooking channel show with Bobby Dean. Pretty cool. Bill West here. You want to find out more about me, my blog, barbecuetricks.com, or the new book, Barbecue Blueprint, feel free to reach out, Bill at barbecuetricks.com, or at the radio station here, Nash FM 969.com. And although Nikki Dinky gives you some good healthy food with meat on the side, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from Juliet Child, who once said, quote, "The only time to eat diet food is while you're waiting for the steak to cook."